From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
For the Forum, the Fans of Bleed Blue Show, of the Yankees versus the Twins, the Dugout Wildcard post game. BlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. You're talking about the Yankees playing game versus the Twins. And what a rough start it was for Luis Severino. But the bullpen, man, are the real MVPs, man. The bullpen held it down for the Yankees for the majority of the middle of the innings. Very proud of this team. You guys probably know, have been documented on these episodes of going city to city, all country, all summer, all spring long. I remember getting sick in Chicago at Wrigley Field and down in Houston and where it was hot, and Arlington and out west and Anaheim, and down in Florida and Tampa Bay to see the Yankees on the road or even at the Bronx. And this team has made me proud. There's no way around it. This team has made me proud. And it really salvaged my weekend because I'm a different I bleed a different kind of blue, meaning the Giants stink up the joint on Sunday. Well, they didn't stink up the joint, but they lost a bad game. A game they should have should have won. And being a Nick Giant Yankee Ranger fan, Ranger season opener on Thursday. Knicks are what they are, a very defunct team. But the baseball team has definitely held it down, man. And you got contributions all over this team. And you have a bright future as well. A very, very bright future with the Yankees, with this core that they got, that they have. And the only thing that was the funny thing about this this team was pretty much the injuries. You know, losing guys. It's like the Yankees did a good job this year, where they did a great job overcoming certain injuries. They really never played with a full deck all year consistently. They started to get bodies back in September, and then when September was here, they played like they played in like good April and May when they were running things in first place. They did a hell of a job this year. I'm very proud of this team. We all are. A lot of these guys who listen to the show, the stakeholders, they're fans of a different combination of New York teams for the most part. Maybe you got teams out of market, whatever, but there's only really one team you can really fully count on, and that's the Yankees. That's the Yankees. Even in their 3 or 4 year stretch, the last 3 or 4 years, we've been doing the Dugout Podcast, and they've been, you know, 86 and 78, 84, something along those lines. They've been six games over 500, eight games over 500. A decent product, but can never really get over the top. If it wasn't for the Red Sox, because the Red Sox have been winning a lot of games, they've just been a force as well in the league. The Yankees put together a nice piece of a season, man. It really felt like a team you could really grasp onto. You could really latch onto, you know? So as the Yankees play this game versus the Minnesota Twins, I'm just thoroughly, thoroughly proud, man. I'm thoroughly proud for what it is, of the season, of the outcome. If they really – however they do versus the Indians remains to be seen. Severino start tonight. I was very apprehensive. See, we know he had a good season. We knew he had a decent start pitching wise. He's had some good outings, even out as I was at physically. But there was something about this matchup I was not. I was kind of worried about. I was kind of on the fence of his start, and his start was very, very shaky. Going into tonight's game, when he got roughed up with those two home runs by Dozier and Rosario, and those are guys I kind of kept my eye on. Dozier was a guy who's played very well. He's got a lot of pop at that leadoff spot in that order, and it was on display in that first at bat. And then Rosario followed that up with a home run as well. But outside of that, man, the Yankee bats responded well. And I think that was the only question mark I really had in this game, was the Yankee bats responded. Were they get these hot bats that we had in September, was played well, or was the Yankee bats were going to freeze up in the playoff? Or wait, I don't know, playoff. This is like a playing game. Were they going to not show up in a playing game? And for the most part, the bats have responded well. It could have been more runs by the Yankees in this game as well. They could have had more runs over the Twins, but nice sizable lead when they beat them by a score of 8-4. The Yankees win. Man, I am so thoroughly proud of this. Proud of this team. But we want to make it short and sweet because, you know, they really know how to milk a baseball game. This damn thing took like 4 hours. So on Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum on Wednesday, I know we're going to talk about the Nets and the Knicks game from Tuesday. That's a discussion for Wednesday. And the Rangers season opener versus the Avalanche, we'll talk about that as well on Thursday after the game. But let's talk Yankees win. So damn proud of this team. Also, let's see. If this is Chandler, let him speak. Dead man, take your time, brother man. Chandler will bring you on. Night Chandler 7, I believe this is. Talk to us, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? I thought I didn't know you was already starting the show.
Oh, yeah. Of course, sir.
You know, we had talked about this a few weeks ago, and you know, I wasn't surprised Severino struggled. He's not a good matchup against the Twins. He's just not. I like the fact that Girardi went and got him early. You know, it's kind of the game I expected. I knew Santana would give us some runs. It was just a matter of if we could limit the amount of runs that Severino gave up. David Robertson is a beast. You know what I'm saying? He is a beast. The fact that they got him back, I mean, I've not been a Cashman fan, but the trades and the moves and the things he did this season, every one of them has worked. There is not one move he's made this season that hasn't worked. Be it the trade, Canely came in there, you know, Todd Frazier, you name it. Jaime Garcia pitched a couple of good games. There's not a move Cashman has made between last season and this one that hasn't paid dividends. Not one. You know, and that's a hell of a run right there. But, you know, it was a good game. Everybody came through. Defense worked out. I hope the kid Buxton's all right. That kid is just – he is man. No other center fielder gets to that ball. That Frazier hit. No other center fielder gets to that ball.
Oh, when he jumped up and caught it against the wall, right?
Yeah. No other center fielder gets to that ball. That kid is going to be special. Hopefully he's not, you know, injured, you know, too badly or whatever. But it's just a great win. It's a great season. I mean, we don't have anything to complain about as Yankee fans. We really don't. I mean, if you want to nitpick, you know, and all of the who he didn't use and how many people he used. He did what he had to do. I thought he would go to a starter, but the fact that he was able to go to Green for a couple of innings, go to Robinson for a couple of innings, go to Canely for multiple innings, and he got it done, and then Chapman came in and closed it down. I mean, you know, Judge did what he does, which is get on base, whether it's hitting home runs, taking walks. That at-bat where he got that base hit, that was a hell of an at-bat because it shows you the maturation of him as a hitter where he basically broke his swing down and just put the ball in play. He just put the ball in play. And everybody wants to talk about the home runs, but if you look at this kid's at-bats, this kid is a hitter. He's not a slugger. He's a hitter. You know, so it's just a really good win all the way around. And you know, when we start spinning it forward, and I know you'll get to that, you know, honestly, for Severino, this was like a bullpen session. So in reality, we could still use Severino for two games in the next series. So I don't really see a downside to him getting pulled after 29 pitches.
Didi Gregorius should be expecting surf and turf from Luis Severino. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. This thing could have got ugly. And Didi Gregorius, that home run, man, he put the CPR back into Yankee Stadium, man. And I could have swore I said it a million times. That is my favorite player out of all the teams that I root for. Didi Gregorius. There's nothing wrong. You got to remember, you already know. I mean, it's the same. But he replaced Derek Jeter, man. I'm like, this is Derek Jeter. This guy, Didi Gregorius, is amazing, man. And that bullpen. man, that was the one thing I knew, that if Severino did run into trouble like he did, we talked about that 2 weeks ago. I could see him running into trouble, and he did. I knew we had the bullpen to weather the storm. My only thing was where the bats going to be there. The Yankees' bats have been pretty very good in September, man. So, I mean, Chandler, hold on, man. Let's bring it to Av and talk about this postseason. I don't even know what to call it. Playing win, going to the postseason. I'm calling the playoffs, but Av, man, this is a successful season. And welcome back to the dugout and Knickerbocker Avenue, our source for the streets for the New York Knicks. I know you want to talk. Knicks Nets on Wednesday. We'll get to that, but this is all about the Yankees. This is a franchise we could all be proud for. I know Chandler knows that. I know I could vouch for that. The Yankees, man, back in the playoffs.
Gentlemen, good evening. What a long, drawn out night, but it was well worth it. I'm just like Chandler said. I mean, there's not very much you can. You know, you can look at this game. I mean, yeah, Severino's bad, you know, horrendous start. You know, only having 27 pitches, faced six batters, gave up, three runs, two home runs, and never made it out of the first inning. But, I mean, what can you say about the bullpen that this team, you know, has? 8 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 13 strikeouts. I mean, that's Chad Green, David Robinson, Tommy Canley, and Aroldis Chapman basically just completely mowing down the Minnesota Twins, something that we knew what we were able to do. I don't think there were many people who had the Twins winning, but at the same time, you know, when you have a team, you know, go up three, you know, get spotted 3 runs in the first, 20 minutes, of any ball game, you know, you start to have that shaky feeling. But hey, it's a good night. It's a long night. I mean, I start to doze off a little bit in the last 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes or so. But I mean, come on, it's a great evening. The bats, you know, especially that Brett Gardner home run. I think that was kind of the statement, along with the Didi home run, of course, in the first inning, you know, to tie the game. That's something that, you know, that got me out my seat tonight. Yankees did it. We're going to Cleveland. We're going to take on the defending American League champions, and you know, the chase for the number 28 is on the way, brothers. I'm still excited.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. Go to Cleveland. I think we could play with Cleveland, though. I know they got Corey Kluber, and they got some excellent pitching and good young talent. But, man, the Yankees are playing very well. I think the Yankees were playing in Cleveland last. They were at that 22-game win streak. But I think these teams in the American League, Boston, Houston, Cleveland, and now the Yankees, man, I think this is going to be a good playoffs, man. I mean, oh, man. This is going to be hard to watch all these games. I got to make time for all these games with the baseball day, and you got to get some naps in between, because if this game is going to be 4 hours long, literally 4 hours long, man, guys got messed up, man. But we all, man, I think Av and Chandler, go back to Chandler. To me, this would had to be a successful season. I mean, the Yankees, let me rephrase it. The Yankees are about championship, World Series, but we know there's a rebuilding process. To me, the right step to progress is beating this. You had to beat this Twins team. Had they lost this game, I think I would have put this game as a failure almost, because they were. It's like I said last week or 2 weeks ago. It was like with the Yankees and the Twins, you had a little bit of a gap in as far as between the first place and the second place wild card. But the Yankees handle business, man. I mean, it's like this franchise, you could always count on them. And it was really beautiful about this is some people may think the Yankees are playing with house money. I don't think I guess they are a little bit, because a lot of people didn't expect them to get far. But I think they were around the mark of where I thought they would win, like as far as in the season, man. There's nothing really not to like. This team is so likable, man. And the guys are coming at back at the right time. But hey, Chandler, let's talk about the bullpen, man. How impressed were you with them tonight? What about other players that stood out in your mind?
Well, you know, Didi, but the bullpen, man, I mean, you know, I mean, listen, man, I'm old enough to remember when Ralph Houk was the manager, okay? And I remember when the dominant bullpen was Dick Tidrow and Sparky Lyle, okay? You gave the Dick Tidrow in the sixth inning, he did the sixth and the seventh, and Sparky did the eighth and the ninth, okay? And at that time period, that was like a dominant bullpen. What these guys did tonight, it's unheard of. It truly is. You can say what you want about what Cleveland does with Andrew Miller. There is not a team other than this team in Major League Baseball that could have given you 8 innings of one-run ball out of the bullpen. Okay? And use only, let's see, Green, Canely, Robinson, Chad, and only use 4 pitchers, by the way. Most teams that get 8 innings out of their bullpen, they're using 7 pitchers. How many pitches did the Twins use tonight? I think it was 6. It was 5 to 6, I think. Maybe even 7. They used a bunch of pitchers. We used 4 guys to get through 8 innings. That's unheard of, man. 13 strikeouts? Are you kidding me? But, you know, everybody contributed. Everybody. Aaron Hicks contributed. Everybody contributed up and down the line, up and down the batting order. This is like, it's funny because I grew up with George Steinbrenner as my owner, and it was all about, you know, just spend money, get players, the hell with the farm system. And I was on board with that for a long time, okay? And in many ways, I'm probably still on board with that. Just go out and buy me some All-Stars, and I don't give a damn, get me a World Series. It's actually fun to watch these kids grow. And not watch them grow on somebody else's team. So this was a really good win. Judge, I'm glad he got the home run. But like I said, for me, it was his at bats. It was the base hit. Sanchez, man, listen, Gary Sanchez needs an ice pack everywhere tonight. Because listen, we all saw where he got hit. That is not fun. Gary, start wearing a cup, man. I'm just saying, start wearing a cup. Because that was ugly. But I just, you know what? I can't criticize Girardi and all the other stuff because everybody pushed worked. Castro made a great play. And that play at first base, by the way, how do you miss first base? I need to know this. How do you miss first base?
That's a good question. I never saw that on. I saw that. And then it's like he was trying to round the second and he tagged him. Knowing that he probably missed the base, and the umpire, is glad that the umpire caught that too. Good call, man.
You know what? Absolutely. So, like I said, this was a great win. People can complain about the length of the game all they want. This was a great win because most teams in the playoffs don't come back when their ace gets knocked out in the first inning and gives up 3 runs.
Well said, man. Avenue, man. What things do you take from this game? What about players that you liked, stars? Go ahead and fire away, Avenue. I know. Just take your time, man. Anything is on your mind, man.
Well, obviously, you know, besides the bullpen man, Gary Sanchez, yes, he's had a couple of bad balls, but then he took one in the ball. So, you know, you kind of have to give, you know, let that one slide. But just the defense, what Aaron Judge was doing, you know, that great heads up base running, you know, that hit and run that, you know, the Sanchez was able to single. He went all the way down to third to load the bases up. I think what was it, the sixth or seventh inning. Great defense. Basically, from all the outfielders, I mean, Judge didn't see them. I don't think Judge even saw a ball, really. You know, a fly ball all night. I think everything was grounded to him. But Brett Gardner, Aaron Hicks, just good, you know, good solid all around defense all the way around. But I mean, I obviously the bullpen is going to be, you know, that's the spotlight. Like just Chandler said, you're not going to find a bullpen anywhere. I mean, you're going to have to really, you know, really think back. And more than likely, if you think back about, you know, how deep, you know, certain bullpens, I mean, you have to talk about maybe, what, the 96 Yankees? the 95 Braves and start going backwards like that. It's been a long time since you've seen a bullpen to be able to do what the Yankees were able to do after spotting the Minnesota Twins, you know, three runs in that first inning. I think Severino was just completely rattled. He just didn't, you know, the nerves, and you know, how's he bounced back? I don't know. I don't think he should lose his starting spot, but at the same time, I definitely would have like Chad Green, Jason, or Shreve or somebody ready just in case. Especially if you're talking about a game two or game three start again at Yankee Stadium in the division series. Greg Bird, solid first base, played. I'm so winded because this game was so emotional, especially early on. So, on top of that, it's, you know, after midnight here on the East Coast, so it's a little bit tiring right now, and I think I'm ready for bed, but I'm definitely ready for game one come Thursday night, because like you guys were saying, I think the Yankees can take the Indians. They've already played seven times, yet Cleveland has a 5-2 advantage, you know, throughout the season. Cleveland does not have the bullpen that we have. And yes, they're seasoned. Yes, they're ready and they're poised to return back to the World Series. But the fact is that, you know, this is not a team that the Yankees are not a team that you at any point want to face them in a postseason series because of how deadly the bullpen is and just how good those bats are swinging. I'm not taking anything away from them, but I don't see any team in baseball, really. I'm not just the American League, but on both sides, you know, who can really, you know, match up that, you know, that huge strength. When you got guys like Aroldis Chapman, Don Betances, Chad Green, Jason Shreve, Adam Warren, you know, there are guys that we didn't see, and their names, you know, are rattling everybody who's, you know, to the opposition. So it's going to be an exciting postseason. Like Steve, I think you're absolutely right. I think this is going to be one of those terrific postseasons where every game is going to be a battle of inches. It's going to be who makes that critical mistake and who is out there to capitalize on it. And that's just making for a very, you know, magical and memorable World Series, which is what anybody would want. I mean, yeah, last year was great, you know, especially for Chicago Cubs fans, but the Yankees are able to, you know, to do what we think they're capable of. And what they've been poised to do, for, you know, ever since, you know, as long as we can all remember. I mean, every one of us, you know, obviously remember 96, but we've always heard the stories of the great Yankees, and then we actually get to experience them. Hey, I believe this team, number 28, is on its way. So I don't think if the Yankees would have lost this game, it would have been a complete loss or a failure, but I don't think it's in their DNA right now. I just don't see how, you know, a failure can be is going to be sputtered on with, you know, with this team and with this much youth, this much talent, and this much fun, and you know, this energy in that bullpen and in that dugout and that locker room right now. I mean, if you're watching the TV right now, you see the guys spraying the champagne. They're celebrating. They're having fun. They're being goofballs. It's amazing to see. It's fun to see.
Yeah. Let me go back to Severino. I thought I was, my assumption was correct as far as his first, I guess there's a big start with the team on the line, with it being an elimination game, his location, his focus, and being too tentative on his pitch selection. Really, and especially the way how New York, how the Yankee Stadium was really rocking. It was loud, man. I mean, I think that dude was feeling the pressure. With that being said, I think he will bounce back, because knowing that it's not an elimination game the next time he does start, or it depends if the Yankees are down 2-0. Depends, but with the Yankees, I think he felt a lot of pressure going in, knowing it being an elimination game. I think he'll be fine if the stakes are where the Yankees are in a situation where they're not about to be eliminated. I think he'll be more comfortable in that type of setting or situation. And I think he'll take that as a learning experience. I know Larry Rothschild, they're going to discuss that in between starts, and he's going to soak it in the playoffs. But the stadium was definitely rocking, man. I mean, they had shit like, oh, man, like old Yankee Stadium, man. That place looked, it was loud, dude. I was loving it, man. I said, I was wondering, where are these Yankee fans like that all year round? I mean, man, you know it's the playoffs when it's like there. I mean, that Didi Gregorius home run, that thing exploded. I loved it, loved it, loved it. And he turned on that pitch, man. Didi Gregorius got the perfect swing for Yankee Stadium, man. That swing is just pure lefty, short porch right field. Classic Yankee Stadium right field home run, man. But let me go back to Chandler. But Chad Green, man, coming in getting those strikeouts and coming back behind Severino. Just to your points, like that bullpen. I mean, even the Yankees, I would say, hey, Dave, but their stretch of when they had Nelson and Noza, Rivera and Wetland, even later on with Grant Lloyd. But this bullpen is really, I mean, top to bottom, man. I mean, this is why I was like, even if they ran into trouble, you have this. On most nights, they will deliver. It keeps you in the game. And then you have the younger bats. Instead of these aging bats you had like 3 years before that with old contacts. This is why this team is dangerous, man. Because even if the starter pitcher could be suspect, you had, like you said, Chandler, this bullpen, I mean, this is probably, I don't want to go on a limb and say this is the best I've seen. But, yo, I mean, like you said, they went 8 innings. Damn near 8 innings.
Yeah, this is I'll say it because I've seen a lot of bullpens. This is the deepest and the best bullpen I think that any team has ever had in the history of baseball. When you look at the arms and look at what they can do and look at what they did tonight. And just to go to Didi real quick for 1 second, think about this. The Arizona Diamondbacks got rid of Didi because they thought Gene Segura was better. Cincinnati Reds got rid of Didi because they didn't think he was going to be good. He got traded by two organizations. Two organizations got rid of Didi Gregorius. Okay? Two. Not one. Two organizations gave up on this young man. Look at what he's turned into. So the talent evaluators in both of those organizations need to be fired. But this bullpen is just, it's off the chain. And here's the thing. Adam Warren hasn't even really contributed this year. Think about that for a minute, because we know what Adam Warren can do. Dylan Betances right now is kind of sketchy. And this is still the best bullpen in baseball. This is still the best bullpen in baseball. And you have two guys in Warren who can give you 3 to 4 innings and shut you down. And then Betances, who we know can go a couple of innings, but they only use one now, but he can go two, who hits 100 miles an hour and has some filthy, filthy, filthy breaking balls. They're not even, right now, they're like, well, we want to stay away from them unless we got a little bit of a lead. Think about that for a minute. That we got two guys who, if we get them right, listen, the starter could basically go 3 innings. And then we can just knock you out. 3 innings, give us a lead, we can knock you out. That's unheard of. That in reality, if the Yankees have a lead after the 3rd inning, they could take the starter out and shut you down. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And this thing with Cleveland, I watched every, you know, we all watched a lot of the games. If you really look at the Cleveland series, in the games we lost, in every one of them, even though the final scores might have been lopsided, until about the 5th inning, we were in the game. And that was around the time period where we were leaving a lot of guys on base and basically nobody was hitting. And the bullpen was on the fritz. That's when they beat us. So you take this team right now against Cleveland, hell, we might sweep them.
Sorry about that. I had a mute button issue. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Yo, thank you very much, Chad. Anything you'd like to add on? Looking forward to Cleveland. Knowing that we got to play them on Thursday. Please give us your thoughts as far as this matchup versus the Indians.
I think that Chandler pretty much hit it on the head when it comes to the starters and just how this bullpen is designed. Starting pitching-wise, you obviously would have to give the nod to the Cleveland Indians. You know, their starting pitching is pretty decent. However, and they don't have a crap. I mean, they have a pretty good bullpen as well. I mean, they spent the last two or three years building it. And with the addition of Andrew Miller on last year, you know, via the New York Yankees in that trade. That's, you know, they have a fierce weapon in their arsenal. However, I like our chances. I'm with Chandler because I did recall most of those games that we did lose out of the five games. I say three of them we were definitely in them, and they could have been had, and in certain situations, you know, were to happen, if Aaron Judge was not going through those slumps, if Sanchez wasn't having a lot of those problems, behind the plate, if Severino doesn't have that bad start, if Tanaka doesn't have those bad starts, if Sonny Gray gets a little bit more run support, I mean, you can hit every little thing that that happened in those situations, and then you're looking at it like, well. Now we're looking at a much more different situation. And, going into Thursday game one, we're going into Progressive Field, which is going to be a ruckus crowd. The Yankees being, with all these young guys, it's going to be an imposing situation. Game one of the division series against the defending American League champs, in Cleveland. So it's gonna be a test, but I still feel that the Yankees they're poised, they're ready, they're geared up, and this is what they this is what they're here for. This is what you put on those pinstripes for. I mean, it's just in your DNA once you put on those pinstripes. Hell, I mean, that's why most Yankee fans, if not all Yankee fans, wear that hat and wear those stripes with pride, with supreme pride. And just like Jim was saying, there was a time where I was more into, buying free agents. I'm more and doing the old Steinbrenner way. And to some degree, I'm still that way. But because of how this team is designed, because of how, these young kids have been able to, just rise to the challenge, the way they have, and Didi and having two teams pass up on him, give up on him the way he has, and now here he is filling the role that was left to him by Derek Jeter of all people, now New York City is talking about a shortstop that's not named Derek Jeter for the first time in over 20 years is crazy, to think about. Hey, on to Cleveland. Let's hope that that Gary iced down the marbles, and Judge is ready, to keep on carrying this team, and we have enough starting pitching, to bridge the gap between. First inning and fifth or sixth inning, so we can hand the ball over to our bullpen, who we know can put up zeros, in bunches, and then I say it again, number 28 on the way.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're definitely correct, man. I am dying. We haven't had it since 2009. It's been about 8 years, and I know you knew that after that World Series, that was the last one in them, that it took all of it out of them as far as that core, Posada and Jeter and those guys. But man, I mean, you had to rebuild it. And then Chandler is so on point. And like you have so on point, I think Cashman built this thing correctly, man. I mean, and this comes back to last year, even just getting Chapman back, knowing you weren't going there anyway. You might as well get picks for him and bring him back next year and sign him. I mean, it's just little moves like that. And then just the assets and the farm system and the guys coming in and contributing. I mean, there's so many guys in this play that's not even playing, like Clint Frazier. A fun guy to watch. And then even when Aaron Hicks got hurt, just guys like that just makes just watching this team so enjoyable. Going on to Cleveland, I mean, it's really going to be tough because we already know about Corey Kluber. I mean, this guy is like he's a workman, man. This guy's got banana stats, almost damn near 20 game winner. And you know, we've got Carrasco, he's there. And you have, I think, Trevor Bauer as well. I mean, those are your main guns for that team. You know, you really get, and then they still got Clevenger, and then if you want to go to their bullpen, Cody Allen's still there, and Shaw, Tomlin. So, man, these guys got arms, man. I mean, their bullpen ain't too shabby. This ain't as deep as the Yankees, but what they got is their starting pitching is more. I think they have more dominant starting pitching than the Yankees. But the Yankees, I will give the edge to the depth of the bullpen, but their bullpen ain't shabby either. Though. That bullpen's pretty good too. And we already know what their bats can do, man. I mean, this should be one hell of a series. And then what Chandler said as far as sweep, hey, man, I'm just going to sit back and watch. I'm not even going to make no prediction. I'm just damn happy the Yankees, for most sports fans in New York, find a way to make the spirits of the sports fan happy, man. And that's what the Yankees do on a consistent basis. It's been years, but for the most part, they ain't tank it. They've kind of kept afloat. They won games, but they won more games than they lost during a rebuild, a retool. I call it a retool. And they're here, man. Chandler, you got any final thoughts on tonight's game as well as versus the series? And then we'll go to Av. I'm just so fucking happy, man. I'm going to sleep well tonight. Go ahead, Chandler.
Yeah. For me, like I said, honestly, today to me was a glorified bullpen session for Severino. The silver lining in his short start is we can actually start him two games in the series if they wanted to. You could actually start him in game two. You could treat this as a throw day. He only threw 29, 27 pitches. He threw less than 30 pitches. That's a bullpen session. So he could actually start game two and then start game five. I would do Tanaka in game one. I would do Severino in game two. I would do Gray and CeCe in Yankee Stadium and have Severino in game five. I don't think Girardi's going to do that, obviously. I think he's going to go Gray, Tanaka, Sabathia, Severino. And then I think game five is going to be just kind of whatever name he pulls out of a hat in another bullpen game. But every pitcher we have, I believe, is capable of matching their pitchers, pitch for pitch and run for run. If we can be tied or a run behind or ahead by the sixth inning, I think we win that game. So all I'm looking for the next series is, by the sixth inning, we need to be within a run either way, either run up or run down, and we win that game. To me, because at that point, it becomes a battle of the bullpens. It becomes a battle of, okay, you know we have to get – you know you got to score if we're ahead. You got to score before we get to our guys, which means that guys then start doing things out of their comfort zone. They're trying to get on, so they're swinging the pitch, they're expanding their zone a little bit. This Cleveland series, though, like you said, this shit's going to be fire. These playoffs as a whole, honestly, are going to be amazing. Because I'm telling you, that Colorado-Arizona game tomorrow should be a really good game. These playoffs are going to be awesome. You know, and we got hockey starting Thursday. We had Knicks preseason tonight. I'm not touching that yet. But Enes Kanter is now my favorite player. I'll explain that to you tomorrow. But any of the night, this is like the best time of the fucking year to be a New York sports fan. I swear it is.
Amen to that. I was thinking that. Well, not if you're a Giants fan. That's another story for another day. But I see what you're saying, man. The Yankees in the fall classic again. Chandler, thank you for your thoughts, man. We'll definitely get up with on Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum and talk about this preseason game. But Av, please fire away on the Yankees. Your final thoughts, man. I know you're a happy Yankee fan, man. I mean, you go ahead and do your thing, man.
I'm definitely a happy Yankee fan today. Just to see this team bounce back from what could have possibly be a catastrophe, and it just makes it definitely. I think that this, you know, this come from behind situation makes me feel so much more comfortable, and makes me feel just so much more, put a little bit more swagger in my step a little bit going into tomorrow morning, knowing that, you know, that this team is perfectly capable of coming back from any deficit, from any situation, and come back and take the game over. So, yeah, we'll talk about the Knicks tomorrow night. I mean, bless your heart if you actually listened to it or watched it completely, you know, without being able to pay attention to both that and the Yankee game. But this is the best time to be a sports fan. And you're in the middle of football. Hockey's about to start. The NBA is in the preseason. And of course, baseball is heading into their postseason. And this is the best time. And, you know, we've said it before, and I'll say it again. Thank God for the New York Yankees. Knickerbocker Ave on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sangre Azul all day, every day. Everybody have a good night. Enjoy work tomorrow morning.
All right, man. The Dugout Wild Card Post Game Night, Chandler 7, Knickerbocker Ave, Blue Blue Show, man. The Yankees win. Oh, man, I'm going to sleep good at night, man. There's audio archive episodes on iTunes Podcast, Public Tuning, and your Stitcher apps. The Yankees Thursday, Rangers Thursday, man, that's a lot of pitcher-in-pitcher on Thursday. Sangre Azul will be on the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum Wednesday. That should be fun. Talk about that net game. That's not laughing. Sangre Azul. No wonder he's not laughing because he dropped. Sangre Azul, bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.